Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's about the truth and the whole truth. And that makes a big difference. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, hearing the whole story is important. Case in point. The Department of Homeland Security pushed back against an NBC News affiliate's report. So NBC Bay Area reported that federal agents had arrested a 42-year-old man, Gerardo Rojas Leyva, as he's, you know, getting in his truck and heading out to work at 7:45 a.m. and his construction job. And then multiple people, appeared in the Ring video from the house, I guess. And his wife, Idalia, who says she is a U.S. citizen, ran to the truck to try to stop the arrest. She said a woman not in uniform hit her 22-year-old daughter with a baton. The incident, however, is not shown on footage, mysteriously enough. Mm-hmm. But NBC painted this picture of, look, here's a hardworking guy. He's got a family.
Right.
You're arresting him. You jackbooted thugs who don't even have uniforms on, et cetera, et cetera. Well, again, that doesn't tell the whole story. Tricia McLaughlin, Assistant Secretary of DHS, informed Fox News Digital about the history of Gerardo Rojas Leyva. It includes lewd and lascivious acts with a child of 14 to 15 years old, battery of a spouse, inflicting corporal injury on a spouse or cohabitant, and proving compensation for prostitution. So, while NBC paints him as just this good guy wanting to go to work, there's a little bit more to it.
Sounds like another Marilyn Man story, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and they've done this with other things as well, and they don't want to tell the whole story. Even when the information is available, they don't want to tell the whole story. Getting bad people off the streets, that's a job of DHS, and they continue to work hard, but you've got the lefty-based media wanting to pull at your heartstrings. Oh, just a hardworking guy. Yeah. And if he's committing lewd and lascivious on your kid,
Well,
that's okay, because he's just a hardworking guy trying to do the best he can for his family.
Nice family.
Yeah, I don't.
Just don't let him touch your family.
No. Yeah. Hey, listen to this. I just saw this. The campaign for Squad Representative Ilhan Omar recently apparently sent over $1,000 to a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit. I don't know. Can you do that with campaign funds? Possibly, but here's kind of the hiccup here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a D.C.-based nonprofit that partnered with a Palestinian university with alleged terrorist ties. Now, this is according to the FEC filings. The Palestine House of Freedom, also known by its Arabic name, which I can't pronounce, is a nonprofit headquartered just blocks from the U.S. Capitol building. According to a video on the group's website, it is, quote, dedicated to the liberation of Palestine, the dismantling of apartheid in Palestine, and the establishment of a free democratic state from the river to the sea.
Oh, wow.
Not side by side, mm-hmm. not a two-state deal.
You're wiped out kind
yep.
of story.
Wiping out Israel. Wow. That's what that river to the sea means, and mm-hmm. everybody knows it now, so don't try to say it doesn't mean that. The group's website emphasizes that Israel is, quote, operating as an apartheid state. The website further states that its mission is to embark on an aggressive educational campaign targeting everyone from lawmakers, staffers, the media, to the general public to show how dismantling apartheid and establishing a free democratic Palestine from the river to the sea mm-hmm. with equal rights is the path to peace and will benefit all parties involved.
Well, yeah, if you wipe out your enemy and everything that they exist, that'd be pretty peaceful for you after that, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The filings show that Omar's campaign, Ilan for Congress, sent 1,500 to the anti-Israel Palestine House of Freedom for, quote-unquote, event tickets in September. However, it's unclear which event the payments were for.
This sounds like creative bookkeeping. Labeling.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just another form of, laundering money, right?
Yeah.
The Palestine House of Freedom made headlines earlier this year for hosting a fundraiser in June for the Palestine Berzit University, a school that has alleged terrorist ties, has been seen its student council elections favor the pro-Hamas wing of student council members. The university student council has long been dominated by the Hamas-affiliated Al-Wafa block and has been previously dubbed Terrorist University. Student campus parades have been reportedly included people marching with mock suicide bomb vests and rockets. Yeah, just a bunch of nice kids.
Mostly peaceful intent, I'm sure.
Yeah, nothing says peace like a suicide bomb vest.
Wow.
Fox News Digital Review found that the Hamas-affiliated Al-Wafa block has won several student council elections dating back to the 1990s, including victories in 22 and 23. After the 2023 victory, a top Hamas operative reportedly told the Middle East Monitor the victory represents an extension of the movement. So here you have a congresswoman, okay, indirectly, if you even want to say that, indirectly supporting what appears to be terrorism.
Yeah.
A United States congresswoman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, when they say from the river to the sea, they mean wiping out Israel. That's exactly what that means. Wow. Okay. Hey, I wonder if the mainstream lefty media, if they're going to report on that.
I got a feeling you probably won't hear this very much out there. I just don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Serious concerns about Trump and his boat strikes.
Yeah.
This continues. Well, look, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. CNN. Representative Mike Turner, Republican, Ohio, said there were serious concerns about the Trump administration's military strikes on boats in the Eastern Pacific. Remember, that's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Host Aaron Burnett said, I know you support that mission. Obviously, the president also talked about land strikes. There's been a lot of speculation about what this administration could do. You've supported so far the mission on the boats. I don't want to take it further than that because I don't know if you agree with more than that. But what are the specific questions you're going to ask them? Turner replied, well, I think first off, I don't think anybody has openly and publicly stated a full support of what the administration is doing because no one has a full presentation yet from the administration of what they're doing to support it. I think what people have said, and then she said, by the way, can I say, that's a pretty scary thing for you to say, considering you're on that committee. And he agreed. He said, right, what I have said and what I think the American public supports is that the administration's statement that the drug trade has to be impacted is important, and it threatens the lives of American public. And I think that certainly is important. I don't think that Congress has received the information that it needs. And I do think that there are serious concerns as to both the legal construct as to what the administration is doing, and there needs to be more information that's provided to Congress. So you've had Democrats who are crying about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a Republican. So perhaps it is time that the president maybe does address that more directly.
Could be, but it's not a declaration of war per se. He is the commander-in-chief. And I don't know, maybe he could talk to Bill Clinton because he'd probably have some advice. I mean, having been really good at blowing up Aspen Factory and such.
Oh!
So, maybe they could talk about that.
Yeah.
Sort of yeah.
Isn't he supposed to look out for the safety of all Americans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to allow what is these large drug boats coming, heading our way.
So if he did nothing, would they go, oh, we see them. We got them on video and the president won't do anything? I mean, you can't win with these people.
No. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, whatever it is, and you'll feel better. Okay, What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Chilly start to the morning, and it's going to be a cool, crisp, but sunny day today. It's going to be awesome. So now all we have to do is get anything that's irritating you off your chest. We call this segment, What's Bugging You? This is where you call in and air it out. Get it off your chest and feel better. 877-975-9825. It's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right, once again, that's 877-975-9825. Lines are open right now. And Greg,
I got one.
Okay.
I am, because we're coming up on this November 4th special election, as they want to call it in Gainesville. This whole GRU thing. This money grab, these greasy, sleazy, lying commissioners who are trying to get control of the cookie jar at GRU again by lying. They like to talk about local control while they're telling 36% of the customers, you don't get an opinion.
Right.
That's not very inclusive. And for people who tout about democracy and every vote counts, you suck. And that's what's bugging me.
Well, and if they hadn't sucked so bad in the operation of GRU, they wouldn't have lost control of it to begin
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
They don't deserve. They haven't done anything to earn that back. And even if they did, like you said, it still leaves out about a third or more of their customers mm-hmm. with no voice whatsoever in a municipally owned utility company. So
that's wrong.
Yeah. Vote no. Vote no. Vote no.
Yeah,
if you're registered,
keep rates low, vote no. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I was talking to one of my neighbors yesterday, and I was telling him, it's like I've never seen a group of people who are such slow learners when it comes to putting your hand in the cookie jar and you get it, you know, smacked. Well, they just crawl right back in that cookie jar, and they don't listen because they don't care.
Yeah, they're never going to change their disposition.
No.
That's who they are. This has been look, I've been here almost 24 years now, and I've seen, you know, you can change the people, but the true political makeup never changes, mm-hmm. and it's the same agenda. Just, you know, they circle around and take turns, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's disturbing. And the judge recently just said, yeah, they can, like, go ahead with it. That just came out.
They shouldn't even be able to do that.
No,
it's not legal anyway.
No, in my opinion, it's not. We'll see how high this thing has to go to get it straightened out. But in the meantime, yeah, make sure you vote no on the special referendum mm-hmm. in Gainesville.
Well, the other scenario we've seen many times, too, is they go to their counsel, which they hire, which they have on staff, their attorneys, when they're going to pursue something, and the attorneys go, no, wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. They go around them, go spend six figures plus on some out-of-town attorney who will take the money and, you know, sure, well, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We know you can't win, but we'll
tell
take
you
your money.
We'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're spending taxpayer money on something that their own people have said, no, you can't really do that.
Well, so. I've got something as well.
What you got?
It came up the other day talking about, healthcare in general, uh-huh. the cost, the rates. Ours, here at the station, you know, they said, yeah, it's time to re-up and all that. And giving us a warning that, yep, the rates are going to go up. And I get it. But here's the thing. You know, these insurance companies, their policing powers are a little bit too, you know, broad. It's interesting that, I have, heart issues or whatever.
Sure.
But if my doctor changes that medication, I mean, that's immediately, boom, that's approved. And I'm on it.
Right.
Changing the dosage or anything like that. But another, medicine that I'm on, mm-hmm. They're like, oh, no, it's not approved. It's like, what do you mean it's not approved? I'm already approved to be on this drug.
Right.
My doctor is raising, you know, the amount.
The dosage, yeah.
The amount.
Sure.
And with any other drug, they would immediately go, yeah, get the new stuff.
Right.
Not this time.
I mean, it's your doctor. They're the ones treating you.
Yep.
Not your insurance company.
Right.
That has got to be frustrating.
And there's no, I mean, there's no real reasoning behind it. They're just trying to, you know, not have the expense. So there's not a lot,
right,
you know, that you can do about it. And the other thing is this medication appears like it's chronically out of stock as well.
Hmm.
So you can't be on a timely manner. You know how regimented they want you to be on all your medications, take them at the same time every day. You know, don't skip one. All that stuff they drum into you until the insurance company gets mm-hmm. involved. And then all of a sudden, oh, none of those rules are all that important, really.
Right.
That's very, I find it extremely irritating. And you can tell it bugs me.
Well, the fact that rates are going up, that doesn't help.
And they're just going to say no to more stuff.
Yeah.
And, it's bugging me.
Yeah, I can tell.
All right.
I don't blame you.
And I'm sure a lot of other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up, our friend Dan DeMarco is going to be here from Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Haunted Trail. Whoa, that's scary, kids. I can hear the chainsaws a-humming away now.
Ooh.
Details on that and all the great stuff Soldiers Freedom Outdoors does, that's on the flip side of this break on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The microphone's on over here, Greg. Whatever sound effects you're trying to add. All right, Axl Rose, settle down. 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and our friend Dan DeMarco from Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Long time no see. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. A little chilly morning. I know you enjoy, as I do, a little bit of break from the sweltering heat since you spend a lot of time out on the ranch.
Yes, the weather's perfect.
It's perfect for a haunted trail. But before we get to that, I talked to somebody, they go, oh, yeah, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Oh, that place is changing, man. It's a regular meat market out there. I was like, what?
Meat market, yes. Every other Wednesday, we do a meat market. We raise a small amount of cattle, and we have our own pigs that we raise. And, it's great for the vets. They enjoy the farm, but in turn, we go ahead and get that processed and give the public a chance to get some good farm-raised meat.
So they get the farm-raised meat. Proceeds go to support the all the things that you do at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. That's a win-win. When's the next meat market coming up?
Actually, next Wednesday.
Okay.
Today's Thursday, so it'll be the Wednesday coming up, yeah.
Yeah, find Soldiers Freedom Outdoors on your Facebook page, and then you can follow along with the activities and events that are going on. That's probably one of the easiest
Absolutely.
Things to do. But also, there's some very scary things going on out there. You started it last year, so this year makes it the second annual haunted hike, a haunted trail. Ooh, tell me about it.
Hey, it's going to be a great time. It's Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30, Friday 8 to 11, Saturday 8 to 11. And it's $20 to get in and enjoy a one-mile-long haunted trail. Lots of cool stuff happening this year. My daughter came to me last year and said, we should put this on. It'll be good for the public. And you can come learn about what we do while you're waiting to get on that wagon to get down to the trail. But 100% of the proceeds go back to the foundation. We got a great group of volunteers, and it's good, clean, scary fun. But it'll be great for the whole family.
So it's $20 a person, but it's only $10 for children 12 and under. What about the fright level? Is there a kind of a give parents a little bit of advice to say, okay, it can be a little scary for kids at what age?
Yeah, I would say,
and not when you were growing up because you weren't afraid of anything.
I would say your 5 and 6 year old might not like that.
That might be
We're scaring adults, so you can go from there.
Well, when you came out with the idea of throwing pig's blood at everybody and then unleashing the pack of wolves at the same time, to me, I thought, now you are really making this scary.
That's realistic, though.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
But
no,
a little scary.
It's not quite that scary.
Not quite that bad.
Bummer.
But it is a haunted trail. Mm-hmm. Do you have a contact with like the overnight show that we run so that you can actually, employ some of the ghosts?
That would be good.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
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 Yeah, you got
real ghosts.
You got to reach out to
That's
these,
legit.
Right. Yeah.
To these people.
and there'll be food there too, so we got a food truck there for you, some places to sit down and relax. We'll have a few games. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle. Also going to have a very nice hunting rifle to raffle off.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I mean, rifle season's right around the corner.
Details on it?
Not yet. I'll break the details this evening. Yep.
It has a trigger, a barrel, and yep, it's a hunting rifle.
Goes
It'll
bang.
Be nice.
Now,
yep.
You usually have nice stuff, so that's why I wondered. Now, a little bit further from this location, you have great support you get from an area like around Inverness. So you've got
Citrus County, man. They take care of us well. We serve a lot of veterans down there in Citrus County and, of course, all through the state of Florida, through the U.S. But seeing we're based right here in Florida, we serve a lot of Florida veterans and their families. And let me just put this in there, and now Gold Star families with some of our programs. So,
oh yeah, that's right, because you added the Gold Star family. So that's I think that's a great move because you know those are the people left behind.
Right, and we're going to do what we can. But how you can support that, or obviously the Haunted Trail, and November 15th, the Hoedown for Heroes, which will be in Inverness, Florida, at the fairgrounds, at the auditorium. That's on our website. It's on Facebook. It's $45 a ticket. We're going to have pulled pork, chicken, green beans, mac and cheese, have a nice bar set up, some cool raffle items. It's just a time to come out and celebrate our veterans, our heroes, our warriors, and support a good cause.
It's a hoedown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a hoedown going down. Hoedown for Heroes, that's in Inverness. And 5:30 to 9:30 on November 15th, Western Theme Barbecue. Yeah, you've got everything. You've got the music, the food, the live auction, the dancing and all that. $45 per person, and that includes dinner and two drink tickets. I mean, to go out just for a night of entertainment for $45 a piece these days, that's pretty good, and this goes to a great cause.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, for those of you that are just hearing about us for the first time, go to our website, go to our Facebook page, look up our mission. If you want to come out and check out what you're supporting, we're an open book. We'd love to set up an appointment for you to come check out Camp Freedom and, you know, show you around, give you a tour. I want you to see what you're supporting. So that's important to us.
And always looking for, you know, corporate donors, large and small, always could need some help there. And always use volunteers, because that's really the basis for the whole foundation, really.
Well, it is. We're all 100% volunteer. And let me just put this out there. The weather is getting nice. We have a great horse program. Take advantage of it. If you're a veteran, your kids get discounted lessons. We have discounts for trail rides. It is open to the public if you want to come trail ride. Obviously, it's by appointment only.
Uh-huh.
But check it out. And we're also looking for volunteers with some horse experience. We have a huge equine program. We could always use the help. So reach out to us if you can do something like that.
What about the blacksmith thing? Is that still a program that's ongoing?
That is huge, man. We are booked every class. We try to do one every month. From September through May. Obviously, the summer gets a little warm.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have a Mississippi location, so we're doing that there as well. So, yeah, it stays busy. It's very popular. And it is amazing how many veterans are going home, buying a forge, and doing and starting their own little hobby.
Well, look, these are the kinds of things that can take your mind off of PTSD and all the things that surround that, and twist people up internally, and some of the harsh situations that they found themselves in by serving our nation. And that's just all the things that you do, I know, are designed to help these folks, because we still have an incredibly high suicide rate among veterans.
We do. And these are these small programs that we do, like the beekeeping that we started. This is our second year. We have over 20 people at every class. And we got veterans and their spouses getting into getting their own hive. We supply them with that. It's amazing. I had no
Honey's
idea it would be
cheap.
That big. No, but they love it. It's a
yeah.
And they're doing it together, right?
Right.
So that's pretty huge. And I have an announcement real quick. Yes. Old Goat Custom Woods out of Middleburg, we're teaming up with them. They make all our plaques and trophies for our veterans and our appreciation dinner. But they are going to be doing, they're going to work with us, and we're going to do a one day woodworking class for veterans to see if that's something fun. They want to pursue. They'll be able to come in and make a nice plaque for somebody or a coin holder for their challenge coins. And this is going to be a free class. We're going to start it, I think our first class will be in December, but we're working out the details, but it is coming, so pay attention. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, and again, that'll be something that you'll put out there on Facebook when it comes time, and you get it narrowed down.
Absolutely.
And then people can get involved. Look, this is designed for veterans, but for those of us who haven't served our country, this is one way that we can give back, that we can thank our veterans. And Soldiers Freedom Outdoors provides all those opportunities, and it also heals the hidden wounds of war. And Dan DeMarco, you've been doing this how many years now?
14 years.
14 years, how time flies.
But I want to say I am blessed with a absolutely amazing team that have been with me for a long time.
Yeah,
so you can't do it by yourself. It takes a good team, and we definitely have that there.
Yeah, and anytime you have an opportunity to talk to somebody who has visited, you know, the camp, they will definitely sell you on it. We've had guest speakers that come out and say, you know, for some of them, it's been life-changing.
It has. I mean, just this last retreat we had was, they're all amazing. I mean, they're all amazing in a different way because none of it's ever the same.
Right.
As far as each veteran gets something different out of that, you don't know. And sometimes you don't really know what you're doing for them until later on down the road. Because, you know, like we say, we're healing the hidden wounds of war. It's not stuff that you see.
Right.
And we are making a dent in that suicide rate, but we have a long mission ahead of us.
All right. Everybody can do their part. SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org, SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org, or hook up on Facebook, find out about these great events. But going on, starting tonight, the Haunted Trail, that is going to be a lot of fun. So get yourself and the family, the kids, all hooked up for that, and enjoy. Dan, always a pleasure.
Appreciate you all, brother. Thank you for the support.
Always. 7:44 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, with every minute, every issue, on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Seven 7:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Let's call it 7:49. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. It is day 30th, the government shutdown again. I hate to keep saying no end in sight, but doesn't look like there's much movement going on there. The Fed has lowered the interest rate by a quarter point. It's making some people feel a little bit better, but, you know, I'm with Trump on this one. You know, a little too low, a little too late, seems to be the way the Fed's operating, in my opinion, and the president backs me up, or maybe it's vice versa. Also, the Blue Jays won last night, so the series is now 3-2. And game 6 will be 8 o'clock Friday night, which reminds me, Friday is also the last day for the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sneaking up on us.
Yeah. That's where you buy a pumpkin, feed a child, which is also attached to buyapumpkinfeedachild.com. But it's the pumpkin patch that, you know, we've been helping to push and promote now for years.
Oh,
They've been doing it for 14 or 15 years. But the bottom line is it's going to end tomorrow. So if you wanted to get your pumpkins, and they have some very unique ones, they have a very long shelf life, and they get them from the Navajo Indians in New Mexico, and they all the proceeds, and it's quite a bit that they raise. So if you want a great photo op, great thing for the kids, the hay rides and the bounce houses and the fun, Greg and I go there specifically for the pumpkin bread. It is a huge draw. I mean, it's an addiction.
Yes. Which means Pastor Chris is the enabler for our addiction.
He is.
That's okay. We don't mind.
No.
No. We're not complaining a bit.
No. And here's the deal. You can get a pumpkin now, and I'm telling you, the way these things last, this will get you to Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So that you'll have this, adornment or whatever, like out on the front porch.
Oh, you'll be painting that thing for Christmas to make it look like an ornament. It'll still be good.
Really? What a great idea.
See?
Wow.
There you go.
At first, I thought you were out of your gourd. But
oh, they got those, too. The really decorative ones?
I like them.
Those are cool.
I do.
I really like those.
Yeah. I like the unique, odd-looking ones. But anyway, it's coming to a close, which I can't believe. It just seems like just the other day, we were saying, hey, the pumpkin patch is open.
Everywhere I go, people ask me about it. And it's funny, too, like even for Pastor Chris, when you're trying to explain, you know, for him what church he pastors, or people ask me where I go. I'm like, yeah, Gainesville Church of God on 39th. They're like, well, I said, the pumpkin patch? Oh, I know where that's at. I'm like,
right.
There you go. That's what.
Because there's a few churches right up and down that corridor.
Well, 39th
actually
is like, if you really look from like anywhere 43rd all the way out towards Jonesville, it's like Church Row.
Yeah. Like cars on Main Street, churches on 39th.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have going on here? Oh, yeah. President Trump. He has just been on this whirlwind tour. Yeah. And he said on Wednesday that he and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung have worked out most of the details of a bilateral trade deal, pretty much finalized it, he told reporters there. We discussed some other things to do with national security, et cetera, and I think we came to a conclusion on a lot of very important items. So that is great. President Lee presented Trump with South Korea's highest honor, the Grand Order of the Mugunghwa, upon his arrival there. And setting a very positive tone, Trump is the first American president to receive the honor. And get a load of this.
Yeah.
He also received a replica of a ceremonial crown. That's right. Trump is the king. You lefty suckers. Trump is the king.
Leaders of other countries acknowledged it, and you won't.
Yes.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, yeah.
That thing was huge.
Well, it really is. Look, it's steeped in tradition and history that goes back much, much further than this nation's entire history and then some. So that is really a grand gesture from our friends in South Korea. But it also just happens to work out to where it is, you know, very ironic. And and in some ways hilarious that the left that's running around on No King's Day, and a week later he's receiving a ceremonial crown.
You can't make that stuff up. That's awesome.
No.
That is hilarious.
I'd like to wear it right now, Trump said. Trump said, kings don't have to worry about a third term.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't actually say
buddy
that.
Buddy should have. Been
yeah,
funny.
I'm helping to stir it up.
They're already just still, their heads are exploding.
Well, now, he did make a statement related to that. He said he is not allowed to run for a third term, nodding towards the limits laid out in the U.S. Constitution, saying it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
He
knows that.
He said, it's a very interesting thing. I have the best numbers for any president in many years, he told reporters on Air Force One. And I would say, if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad, he said, citing the constitutional reality. But, you know, it was just a couple of days previous that he all but endorsed J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. He all but put that ticket together already. So he's going from king to possibly kingmaker.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
And he said, he goes, who would even try to run against that ticket?
Right.
And he made a great point. I don't know how Governor DeSantis is feeling about it, because I think he is definitely in that upper tier of people who should be highly considered moving forward with the agenda, with the conservative agenda. That would be great. Charlie Kirk's wife, and she was out there at Ole Miss with a crowd that was incredible. I mean, she filled the stadium, and J.D. Vance was like the special guest, actually kind of filling in for Charlie, if you will, because he did the Q&A thing,
right?
Like Charlie would do. But this was Erica Kirk's first campus appearance since the death of her husband. That was just wow. And to have the strength and be able to get there up there on stage. And then when she's up there, you know, they play a video of Charlie Kirk. You know how they put together a montage?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you keep your emotions, like, under control?
And I can't imagine.
She said it wasn't easy, but she found the strength to do that. And so many great messages that she had. And really, you know, pushing people to go forward, you know, that this is it, to do what you can to make, you know, really life better. And J.D. Vance, of course, picked up, you know, that whole thing and ran with it. One of the things she said, I lost my friend. I lost my best friend. If you're nervous about standing up for the truth, the murder of my husband puts into perspective all those fears. My husband never went with the flow. He believed the harder path was always the right one, because comfort doesn't change the world. She shared for the first time with the audience present that for weeks after Charlie's murder, she avoided their bedroom at home. It took me a while to even just make it back to our bedroom. I used to sprint from the opening door into the bathroom and sprint out. I was not ready to walk into our bedroom yet. And when I was finally able to sleep in our bed for the first time, I slept on his side of the bed. As you can imagine, very, very poignant and emotional. And but also, you know, really, J.D. Vance got the crowd fired up. So Charlie Kirk's legacy continues to live on and to grow.
Yeah.
7:57 right now on the Bob Rose Show, and you never have to miss a minute of it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Just hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Third hour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.